This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
Reports from Sky Sports are stating that Spurs want Jed Spence, but they only want to pay £10 million and Middlesbrough want £15 million. Middlesbrough manager Chris Wilder has come out and said, "We expect this deal to happen, but we are not going to be silly and we are not going to give our players away. We will walk away from any deal if they are not right for our football club." Fabrizio Romano has stated that Spurs are still really interested in Rafinha, but Leeds are still waiting for an official bid. And reports are stating that Antonio Conte is happy for winger Brian Hill to go out on another loan next season to either Sampdoria or Marseille. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button and also like and share. If you're listening to this on an audio platform, do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. And please do check out the channel sponsors, One Football, Zouch Converters, William Hill and Live Football on TV. Now let's start by talking about Middlesbrough right-back Jed Spence, who of course has been heavily linked with a move to Spurs this summer. A report has just been published by Sky Sports and they are stating that Tottenham and Middlesbrough are part in Jed Spence's valuation. Spurs chairman Daniel Levy, leading the pursuit of the England under-21 international Jed Spence, initial talks were not successful in finding an agreement, with the North London club indicating they believe he's worth to be in excess of £10 million. It states that the clubs remain apart in their valuations for Jed Spence in the latest round of negotiations. Officials from both clubs are understood to have met in London on Thursday, but were unable to find an agreement. Chairman Daniel Levy is understood to be personally leading in the club's pursuit of the England under-21 right-back, leaving Fabio Paratici to concentrate on other targets. Initial talks between Spurs and Middlesbrough were not successful in finding an agreement, with the North London club indicating they believe he's worth to be in excess of £10 million. However, Middlesbrough want at least £15 million plus add-ons, so the conversation did not go any further. The report states that Spurs remain very interested in Jed Spence and the player wants to move, but the North London club are prepared to move on if no deal can be struck and do have other options. In this report from Sky Sports, it states among those other options are Lens right wing back Jonathan Klaus and Torino's Wilfried Tsingo. Spurs are also intensifying their inquiries over forward options, including Everton's Richarlison and Leeds star Rafinha, and both clubs are bracing themselves for bids. Also in this report, it says that Tottenham Hotspur have inquired about Cody Gakpo of PSV. Rafinha's teammate at Leeds United, Jack Harrison, has been on Tottenham's radar for a while, but is understood to have a very high valuation. Now, Middlesbrough manager Chris Wilder has been talking about Jed Spence and the possible departure of his right back and said if nothing happens with him, then he is our player and he will be back with us for pre-season. From my point of view, negotiations between Kieran, Neil, Steve and Tottenham stay between Kieran, Neil, Steve and Tottenham. If a deal doesn't get done, we will see where we go from there. Have I got an input into it? Yes, 100%. The boy obviously doesn't want to come back here, which I've got absolutely no issue with. He obviously sees his future away from here, and he had a brilliant season last season. Chris Wilder then went on to say, we're expecting that deal to happen, but if it doesn't, then he is our player. From a club point of view, the deal has to be right, but we're not going to stand in the way of anybody. I've never done that as a manager, and I've had plenty of situations before where opportunities have come along to players. But there's always three parties involved in any deal and it's got to be right for all three parties for it to happen. It's got to be right for the player and obviously from the noises, it sounds as though Spurs is where he wants to go. Tottenham want him and we're prepared for that, but it's got to be right for us too. It needs to marry up. He then went on to say, we are a reasonable football club, but some of the numbers you sometimes get quoted are ridiculous and we're not going to allow anybody to take advantage of us. We got quoted £20 to £25 million for a forward plan in the Championship recently, but we didn't think that that was a fair number. We're prepared to pay fair numbers, as we always have done, but we're not going to be silly and we're not certainly going to be giving our players away for a fee we don't think is right. Ultimately, Jed Spence is our player. Lastly, Chris Wilder said, I spoke to the chairman and Steve is ambitious and excited about the future. The good thing about Steve is he knows the club have to do their absolute maximum to support a push to be in and around the top of the division. That means getting in the right players, although it has to be at the right value too. We will walk away from any deals if they are not right for us. Now, Italian journalist and transfer expert Fabrizio Romano has provided an update on the possible signing of Leeds star Rafinha and has stated that Spurs are really interested in the Leeds player. They are discussing with Leeds of a potential verbal proposal. Fabrizio Romano then said, I understand that Antonio Conte is a big fan of the player, but at the same point, they know it is a really complicated deal with many clubs involved. Tottenham and Arsenal are two clubs that don't want to pay crazy money. They want to pay the right money and they don't want to enter a bidding war. That is why all of the talks are verbal on Tottenham's side. Arsenal made an opening proposal, a written proposal, but still not agreed with Leeds. A report has just been published by the Daily Mail and they are stating that Tottenham outcast Brian Hill is set to leave the club with both Marseille and Sampdoria interested in the £25 million winger after the Spaniards spent a season out on loan at Valencia. In the main report, it says that Tottenham winger Brian Hill is a transfer target for Marseille and Sampdoria, with Spurs said to be open to doing a deal for the 21-year-old who joined just 1 year ago. The Italian club emerged as prime candidates for the Spanish-born winger after contacting Spurs in an attempt to secure a season-long loan deal for the out-of-favour attacker. French club Marseille also interested in signing Brian Hill this summer after impressive late-season performances at Valencia caught the attention of a whole host of European clubs. It then states that Spurs are reluctant to sell the youthful attacker who they paid £21 million for last year, despite manager Antonio Conte reportedly not having him in his plans for next season. Now, many happy returns to Tottenham Hotspur midfielder Rodrigo Bentancur, who celebrates his birthday today. Of course, he signed for us from Juventus in the January transfer window. He has made 17 Premier League appearances for us to date and one in the FA Cup. So it is now exactly 6 weeks until Tottenham Hotspur play their first game of the 2022-2023 season. We will be facing Southampton on the opening weekend on Saturday the 6th of August at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, 3 p.m. kickoff. Now, my thoughts on all of these stories in this episode. Let's start with the Brian Hill one. I'm not at all surprised that Antonio Conte will allow Brian Hill to go out on loan next season. It sounds like the football club actually want to keep the player, but they are happy for him to go out on loan next season. A bit of a weird one there. I think that if Spurs get an actual proper bid in for Brian Hill, you know, why not cash in on him? If you're not going to be playing players and you're happy for these players to go out on loan, you may as well just sell them. You know, it's clear that Antonio Conte doesn't fancy Brian Hill. You know, he doesn't fancy a number of players. That's why they went out the door in January, either on loan or a permanent basis. The Jed Spence one I find quite weird, actually, because, you know, what do you get nowadays for £15 million, even £20 million? You don't get a lot. And I think that Jed Spence at £15 million is an absolute bargain. Personally, I don't understand this one. Chris Wilder has come out and said he expects it to happen, but they don't want to give their players away, which, I completely understand. The Rafinha one and the Richarlison one, of course, I had Fabrizio Romano, the Italian journalist and transfer expert, on the channel yesterday, and he stated that Spurs are still really interested in both of these players. They want these deals to happen, but no official bids as yet, so we do have to just wait. But as Fabrizio Romano said yesterday on the channel, it's all gone a little bit quiet at the moment, but Fabio Paratici is in Italy, so hopefully he can get a number of deals over the line in the next couple of weeks, because of course it is only 2 weeks away before the Spurs team and Antonio Conte fly to South Korea. And I know that Antonio Conte will want, you know, all, if not most, of the deals done by the time that Spurs, you know, fly out to South Korea for our first pre-season game. Now, thanks for watching and thanks for listening. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button. Also, like and share. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. And also, please do check out the channel sponsors, One Football, Zouch Converters, William Hill, and Live Football on TV. Enjoy the rest of your day and I'll see you on the next one. Until then, come on, you Spurs.
Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Some people were made to follow the instructions. We were made to make our own. To always measure twice and never cut corners. Unless, of course, we've got a compound miter saw. Northern Tool and Equipment is a problem solver's paradise. There's nothing we can't find, fix, or figure out together. We're made for this. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.